Beit HaLevi in Maamar B'tochen Eitz Chof Hei, he continues to what really seems the highest level of B'tochen. He says, "Umigeder abaytech ha'mu'ulo." The geder of somebody who is b'tech on the highest level. Shi'eloi b'tochen le'irak b'yadayim v'miyot ha'malocha v'li b'mali b'tzeneis. The zayin b'tech v'leiv. The ikur ha'b'tochen toli v'leiv k'mam rachos v'boi botach limi. The highest level of b'tochen is not just that a person cuts down on his ishtadlus, and he's not mishtadl as much as he was in the past, because he's b'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he said before, that a person's ishtadlus works in proportion to his b'tochen. The more b'tochen he has, less ishtadlus has to do. Ishtadlus everybody has to do. Question is how much? Says the Beis HaLevi, it's not enough just to cut down on your ishtadlus. The highest level of b'tochen is that you cut down on the ritzonus as well. It's not just that you cut down your ishtadlus, but you would rather have a different situation. I'm going to cut down, I might make less money, but I'd rather have it somewhere else. I'd rather have, you want something different than you have now. The ikur b'tochen, he says, is boi botach libi. That there's in a person's heart, he truly wants the matzav that he's in as he is. Va'alkin tzor shagam liboi ritzoni yashketim u'shleivim liyashum rotzin b'liboi. Be'etzem, what is b'tochen? Like the Chavis Lavov says at the beginning. Chavis b'tochen is that a person is sholei v'shoket. That he's serene, calm, and totally relies on the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what b'tochen is. Mehusa b'tochen hi. Menuchas ha'nefesh shel ba'al ha'bitochen. She liboi samuch al mishu b'tech alov, she oise mashu toiv enochan avurei, v'dover shu b'tech alov, behetem lichot v'idiyot v'dvarim shem netevasi. The ikur b'tochen is menuchas ha'nefesh shel ba'al ha'bitochen. That's really what it is. So even though b'tochen sometimes manifests itself in the fact that a person cuts down on his ishtadlus, or is not in his ishtadlus as much as he could, however, there's a much greater level of b'tochen, that is that he doesn't want something different as well. And therefore, kol kach yitzchazik b'vitchoinoi, shebevad yasa leikoma shenitzach letevasei, will strengthen his b'tochen to the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly going to do whatever is best for him, ad sheivata la'odom rotzen achmoi, lo'ilu shum rotzen rak asher yasa Hashem. A person will not have any, you'll get to the level where you have no other rotzen except for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. David HaMelech said, I was quiet, I was serene totally, like a child who's totally relies upon his mother. We find that Avraham Avinu said to Bnei Yecheis, Nefesh is used as a lashon of Ratzin. What does that mean? Va'omar shehidmim v'hishtik kol ritzoinosav ki gamul hazeh samech alimai. David HaMelech totally quieted any ritzoinos, any personal desires, just like a child. A child has no personal desires. V'derech ha'gamul be'ez ha'gam le'mishteimai. When a child is weaned from nursing, ein l'ratzin gam la'achil. He has no ritzoinos whatsoever. He's not nursing, and he's no ritzoinos even for food. Yam l'hirgula bo'yad koi. Up until now, he never ate anything. So he doesn't have a rotzen for anything. Rak imen esenes la'yamaych l'seich piv. His mother opens his mouth and puts him food, so he opens his mouth, he eats. So that's what David HaMelech was saying. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu serves me, whatever he feeds me, that's what I want. But I have no personal desires and retainers. V'chein es na'ag David HaMelech alav Hashem, shibitul me'atz mekol rotzen. Rak asher yasa Hashem hu retainers. Why? Ki in mi sh'yodeh amau atev lefnei adam kabar yizbaruch. No one knows what's best for a human being except for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'gam in yichayos v'shum beri al-hetev lai rak ha-beri. And additionally, it's not shayach for anybody to be made truly to a person. The only one that's able to is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'alkein roi l'ha-odom ha-shalim sh'yinzer retoyne b'yar ha-yodeh v'yochol. Therefore, the highest level of bitachon is to say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, whatever you say, that's what I want. I don't want anything different. I want exactly what you give me. Whatever happens, a person should be makabel with simcha. because it's for sure for his best. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. He created you. He knows all the nitunim. He knows all the facts, the givens. He knows what's best for you. He knows what's worst for you. And he's telling you that this is what's best for you. Says the Beis Alevi, disclaimer here a little bit. This is bitochan of ula, like he says at the beginning, but it's not the simplest madriga of bitochan to get to. This is madriga of tanoim. This is madriga of people that lived 2,000 years ago. Nochum ish gamzu, Rebbe Kivo, kol ma she'ovid rachmona letav ovid. You're able to say that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that's truly for the best. V'zehu kavonas apasek hever cherpasi asher yegarti ki mishpatech hotevim. Remove my shame, my the cherpo, the disgrace, asher yegarti, that which I was scared, ki mishpatech hotevim. Bikish she'imcho lo yecherpo ma she'nisyara, David HaMelech was asking from the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should be moichal him for being scared, a person could only be scared if he's scared that something is going to happen that he doesn't want to happen. But if whatever happens is what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to happen, so there's nothing to be scared of, because you're happy with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That is the level of David HaMelech, that's the level of the Tanoim. Like the Pasuk says, somebody is B'teich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisugov, will be strengthened, will be fortified, will be serene because of the bitachon that he has in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now this level is, if you look at the Chavis Levavis, at the end of the Chavis Levavis, in the last parak of Chavis Levavis Shar Bitachon, Parak Zayin, he goes through 10 levels of bitachon. I think he puts this at 9. And he says as follows. When a person mature, his mind, his intellect matures, he's happy with whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him. It's not just the way that he speaks, it's also that's the way that he feels. It's the way that he acts, and that's the way that his heart feels. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his life, gives him life. Gives him money, doesn't give him money. He has no interest in something that the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't choose for him. He doesn't choose one, he has no priorities. Choose this, this works better or not. This is, and he really sums it up in one line. He says, the Baal Bitochen once said, may olam lo kara, never happened. Shishkamti baboyke b'matzav mesuyim, shtekakli matzav matzav acher. Never happened that I woke up in the morning with a certain scenario, situation, and I was hoping for a different situation. I was hoping that that I would find myself in a different situation than I found myself. That's the, of the 10 levels of bitochen, this is second to last. Rav Avraham ben Rambam, in the Sefer HaMaspik, he also has a Shar bitochen. And he has 4 levels of bitachon, and he puts the highest one at this. Hamayla reviyus, hamayla hafkada. Hafkada means deposit. You deposit your ritzonos by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Pirusha shiyafkan o'odem esinyonu v'yechamim b'yad Hashem yisala. V'yartel atzmoy mikol sefi v'tshuka. You totally make yourself bare from any desires. Atche achas yiloi miyasek davar shumishtekin lo, miyasek esehepach menu. This is the highest level of bitachon. So certainly this is not where a person starts, but this is where a person is supposed to get to. And that's a tremendous level, because you have no desire for anything else. How this works out with the reason why Chazal say, why were the Avos and the Imois, Akorim and Akoris? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu Mesavah the Tefillah of the Tzaddikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the Tefillah of the Tzaddikim. Now why is the Tzaddikim davening? What are they davening for? Does that mean to have children? Kadosh Baruch Hu put you in this matzah, this is what's best for you. Now obviously if Chazal are telling us that that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made Avram Avinu Akor and made Sarah Akor was that they should daven, that means that Avram didn't just wake up in the morning and say that obviously this is what's best for me, I'm not going to daven. It could be that his tefillah was such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's best for me to have a child, then that's what I want. But if it's not, then I don't want that. He's not davening to get it, do or die. That's what it is. I actually did read about somebody. He's a first cousin of mine, so who actually wrote a sefer on tefillah, and he didn't have children for many years, and he davened a tremendous amount. Ve'yetar, l'noi chachishtei ki'akarihi, like as Yitzchak Avinu, we find the same thing by Yitzchak, that he davened ki'akarihi. And after numerous years, he was zeicha to his first child. And he once met up with a well-known public figure, who was a big tzaddik in Oyved Hashem, who was nifted a few years ago. And he had it out with him when he got to this nekuda. The person at that point had yenemacha. And he wasn't going for any treatments. And he says, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me, that's what I want. This was already in his probably his 80s at the time. He wasn't a young man of 20 years old. Somebody that worked his entire life. And he said he agreed with this person. That's the first level certainly is the daven. That's for sure. This is the highest level of bitachon. A person can't fool himself that he's here when he's not. There's no fooling anybody with bitachon. Bitachon is between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is exactly where a person is holding. If a person is anxious, then he's not. Then obviously that's not. If a person does want something, you can't fool yourself and say you don't want it if you do want it. This is the level we're getting to. But he told him that he said that those 2 years, the one thing that he did say is that this person was trying to come and say tefillah. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And he was saying that you're right. That Kadosh Baruch Hu wants tefillah. And there is lishuwas kivis Hashem. A person has a choivah to be mitzbal on a matzav of tzara. Chori is a mitzvah daraita according to many rishonim to be mitzbal on a matzav of tzara. The Beis Halevi himself mentioned this beforehand. In the last paragraph, he said this. He said that a person has to daven. He says when a person, when a tzara happens to a person in chavdalit, that's what he said. Kishmagia le eizet tzara chalilo, echisar mezainis, lo yarbi bishtadlus, rakifashrish b'maisav, v'yoshuv b'maisav roim, v'yishpoich sichoi lifnei kodesh baruch hu, shiachal tzimei mercho. He says lahedi, you have to daven to the banishlam. He's not saying that there's no such thing as tefillah anymore. But a person is davening, but the serenity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I'm davening, but if you don't want this to be, then it's not going to be, then I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. And he said that those 2 years, he felt a kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he never felt in his entire life. It was something that he mamish felt that he was in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So there is such a possibility. There is such a possibility, even Mizmaneinu, it's not. He's saying this is the Madrega of the Tanoim. But it's after a lifetime of work. It's not a person has to go miyakala lakovin, and like the Beis Halevi himself says in the last paragraph that we're saying, it's not the level for everybody. But that is a certain level of complete serenity where a person has no returners whatsoever except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That could really be the answer to Rekiva. Rekiva that such a thing terrible thing happened. But by him that wasn't a bad thing. Everything gamzula teiva. He was able to point a thing and say this is teiva. He didn't see a thing as Toiva and Ra. There was no difference between the two. That's a tremendous level of bitachon. The more practical level at Yisoyi that we should be able to take out is the next. It's actually the next few paragraphs, and we're just going to do one for now, I think. And that is what bitachon helps a person with. He says, "V'nei mitzvah bitachon livan mitzvah zu asma." Aside from the mitzvah that there is a bitachon, a person has a tremendous benefit. A person who is Baitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves himself from many Averis. And he goes to list a bunch of Averis that a person saves himself from, and they're basically all Bein Adam L'Chaveri. A lot of them Bein Adam L'Chaveri, Kas, and Machoivim, and Chanufa, and Kino, and Taiva, and all these things. If a person is Baitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has exactly what he's supposed to have, then you're not going to be upset about anybody that they have more, they did something to you. This is exactly what's supposed to happen. This is exactly, you have exactly what you're supposed to have. You're not going to try to get anything from anybody because you know if you're supposed to get it, you're going to get it. And that's certainly true on every level of bitachon. From the smallest level to the highest level, the more bitachon a person has, from the smallest level a person feels, will be less affected with these meetings. The first thing that he mentions is from flattery. Somebody that flatters other people. He's not makal pnei Hashchina. Usually a person flatters somebody when he's trying to get something. You're trying to get something, so you flatter somebody. There's a cute story that they say, somebody came over to Baron Leib after Shir, and he said, I wanted to tell the Rishiva what a tremendous, amazing Shir that the Rishiva gave. So Shir returns to me and he says, yes, what do you want? What was your akdama? Like, what are you trying to get out of me that you're coming to, what do you want? In other words, very often that's what it is. First, mimaktim, you know, a person flatters. Why? Because he's trying to get something. I need this person to give me something. Oidiso, That doesn't mean that that's flattery if you say thank you to the Mashgiach. Usually flattery is hanufa. If you look in the Bali Amusar, or Sadiqim, Mechulu, Shari Tshuva, they're talking about flattering in a place where it's utter. That they, if you're doing it for a reason also and it's not sincere, that's also a chasarin. But it's not the iser of hanufa in Mekalpani Hashchina is when you flatter somebody that should not be flattered. Oyd Isa, call Adam Sheish by Hanufa, maybe Aflarilum. Rahman Aslanik, you bring Kodesh Baruch Hu's Harenaf. Shinemer Vachan Feilev, Yasimu Af. People that are Machnif, they're the ones that cause Af. Vloyerdel Hashem Tvilas in Ishmas. Shinemer Le Yishavu Kiasorim. They're not going to daven, or their Tvilas will not be accepted. Kiasorim, even though I gave them Yisurim. Vainin, what's the reason why? They keep in the Chotab Adibur Peh, Ine Bidin, Sheyakubal Tvilasay, Din Kategan Nasasanegar. Comes along, the Beis Halevi says a tremendous thing. He says that it could be that a person's tefillas will not be mekubal if he's choite with his zibur peh. He gives one example of chanufa. Well, if that's the case, then it's shaykh by any chatoya zibur. The mitam zeh shefer shapara apostle. He says the reason why a shefer of a par is apostle on Rosh Hashanah is because in kateger of the egel nasa san egel Rosh Hashanah. Even though the Gemara says Dafka in Kateger Nasas Aneger in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, Veshefer Kilim is the current Kosek Lefnim Dami, and Shefer has the Milo of Kodesh Hakadoshim. Because welcome Gambim Mizvahal Shaykh Zek, Amarim the Tzarech Lecha and Libek and Egbeis Kodesh Hakadoshim. Veshem Hochi ain't Filosi Nishmas. He says a person has to be Mechavin his Lev Kineged Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. There's a Chelek, there's an aspect of Kodesh Hakadoshim Lefnim and Lefnim in a person's Tzvilo, and Mimelo. We have the chesaron of ein kategor nasas aneger. A person has to be careful with his mouth because if he wants his tefillas to be midah keneged midah, if he wants his tefillas to be mekubal, then he has to use his mouth in the proper way. The best way from saving a person from chanufo is by working a person bitachon. If you have bitachon, then chayes lavavi says ma'arich when you get to this, that you don't have to. You're not worried about saying something to somebody that needs to be said. For example, somebody didn't have hira on yet, a person has to give teichacha, but he needs something from the person, so he doesn't want to say anything. Because he's going to say something, so who knows? The guy's going to lose. Cool. He's going to. But the person that's not worried at all, so then he says it how it is. There's a story with Reb Chaim. Somebody came to Reb Chaim, a very big viewer that's a big Maksik Torah. The kids, he came to Reb Chaim, and they told him, this viewer, he gives millions and millions of dollars to Maksik Torah, and Mechulu. Chaim turns to him and says, you learn? So he says, no. He says, you have to learn. If you don't learn, it's not worth anything. You got to learn also. That was it. He was out. No thank yous, no this, no that. Kitzur, afterwards, they spoke to the Gevir, and they didn't know what it was going to be. He's going to stop his money, he's going to stop his, what's going to be, because Chaim was never worried about that. Chaim wasn't, he said it as is. Not that he wasn't worried about somebody being Masik Ter, but they asked him afterwards, they said, what's the, so he said, or he said himself, he said that wherever he used to go to, all the people, VIPs that he visited, everybody would tell him, you know, he was such a shkraya for everything that you did. He says, there's only one person that told it to me how it is. That's Reb Chaim. And sure enough, afterwards, he was mekabel himself. I think he took off. He paid somebody to learn with him 2 hours a day. He says, he's the only one that said the truth. Everybody else is, you know, was mimachnif at the bottom line. But he was the only one that said it how it is. A person doesn't have to be scared. If a person is scared that he's going to get something that he's going to lose something, then he could be machne for not say something or say something that he shouldn't say. However, if you know that everything is telling the Baruch Shalom, and the Baruch Shalom wants Torah, that's what the Baruch Shalom wants. Chaim wasn't worried about it. The person's Baitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing that he says, the first thing on the list that it tells the person from is from Chanufah.